Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
What does it take to be a man?
The nationally distributed magazine, New Man Magazine, attempts to answer that question, what does it take to be a man? And my guest this segment is its editor, Robert Andrzejczyk. I've been a subscriber to the magazine now for more than 5 years, and it has given me much personal inspiration and practical information on how to fight the hard battles in my own life. And it's been a major resource for this program. I recorded a very good conversation with Robert Andrzejczyk, the editor of New Man Magazine, and I'm going to play you an excerpt from that now. I think you're going to find it very helpful for your own life. Robert, we hear a lot now spiritually about Christianity and, of course, the advent of Islam. Before 9/11, there was hardly any interest in Islam in America. Now there is interest. And and I know your magazine, New Man Magazine, bi-monthly magazine, has been addressing this in various articles since September of 2001. Where do you see, and I know neither you nor I am a theologian,
right,
but where do you see Christianity and Islam in America today? That's a tough that's a biggie, I realize.
That's an interesting question. You know, ultimately, I think that, you know, Christianity and Islam, I need to say first off, I don't think you'll win anybody to Christ by being, by debating with people, by getting in their face and being confrontational. I don't think that is the way to win anyone to Christ. At the same time, I think after 9/11, there was a lot of misinformation. I do not believe personally that Islam is a religion of peace foundationally. If you study the history of the religion, if you look at its founder, you just see a lot of violence. I think ultimately the people, the majority, the vast majority of the people who are Muslims are peaceful. I do believe that. I believe they're a small sect who are violent, as we saw in 9/11, the worst of that has to offer. There are also Christians who are violent. But I think ultimately, if you look at the founders, if you look at the history of the religion, again, and I'm not an expert on this, but the little bit I have studied, I just see that Christ, you know, there's peace. I mean, he was a messenger of peace, where Islam, it just, foundationally, you just see there's violence in the roots. I think there are scriptures in the Quran that deal with, you know, that are peaceful as well. But I think ultimately, Christ is the one who preaches peace. I think he's the one who gives peace. He's the Prince of Peace. So I think if you just look foundationally, I think there's that whole violence versus peace aspect. And so I think there's been some misinformation, but at the same time, I don't think we should be confrontational with Muslims. I certainly don't think that that is the way to win anyone. I think you have to be understanding. You know, my church had a program after 9/11. We asked for men to escort Islamic women to the grocery stores because so many men and people were coming up to them and throwing things at them and, you know, talking badly about them and threatening their lives. You know, hey, look, folks, we're not going to win anyone that way. I think ultimately you just have to talk about what God's done in your life and how he's brought peace into your life. And there's a confidence of eternity with Christ that I don't think is there with the Islamic faith. With Christ, you can know that you have eternal life, and there's that knowing and that experience of God. So I certainly don't want to speak badly of Muslims, but the roots of the Islamic faith, I just don't see that there's peace there. I think that there's violence. I really do.
I'm talking right now with Robert Andrzejczyk, the editor of New Man Magazine.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Robert, in talking about Christianity and where men are with it today, of course, most churches today look, in a sense, like a women's club.
Yeah, that's true.
And you hear various statistics, and frankly, I'm a little confused myself, and I wanted to get your read on this, in that George Barna, the Christian researcher, says that, I read one of his online reports here not too long ago that said American men are easing away from Christianity. He used the term easing away. On the other hand, you see in various churches some men's groups and Bible study groups where guys really spiritually are growing leaps and bounds. So it almost seems to me sometimes when I read a Barna statistic, and maybe I misinterpreted that, and then seeing a few men who are really growing, I'm thinking to myself, well, where exactly are we?
That's a great question. I think in terms of the church, let's be honest. I mean, less and less men are going to church. We just got to be honest about that fact. Until we're brutally honest about that fact, we're never going to move forward in terms of getting men to come into a relationship, a living, wonderful, thriving, joyous relationship with Christ, an adventurous relationship with Christ. We have not presented that to men. We've presented the opposite, the shame-based theology. And I'm not talking about excusing sin or being liberal about sin. Look, I was raised Pentecostal. We know what sin's all about, okay? We know how to pray through. But I think that some with men, what you're seeing, those reports, I don't know that they catch the underground that's going on. I think you're probably seeing that the men who were faithful going to church, personally, my opinion is that those men, through great organizations like Promise Keepers, through great resources, the many great resources that came in the 1990s, in that revival that took place among men, I think they're pushing deeper into God now as a result of that thrust, you know, of that revival that we had seen in the 1990s. They're going deeper into God through Bible study, through prayer. They're seeking more of God. You know, maybe they didn't get all the answers they wanted in that decade for whatever reason. Maybe it's a evolutionary thing in terms of learning about their faith. I don't know, but I think that there definitely are more guys who are pressing into God. You know, I don't think our magazine would have survived if there weren't guys like that. Mm-hmm. You know, and obviously there are tens of thousands of them out there. As you said, I think there are guys who are becoming more committed. You know, there are still guys out there who need to be drawn into the church, but more and more of us are pressing into God. I really do believe that. If I could just put a quick pitch in for our website, it's sure. newmanmagazine.com. You can get information about the magazine and how to subscribe.
Isn't it nearly incomprehensible that the God of the universe desires this personal relationship with you and me, and he weaves himself into the very fabric of our being, and we desire him? Now, sometimes we've mistaken that desire as a desire for greatness for ourselves or for things or sex or what have you, but the deepest desire within us is for him.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.